29. In January 2020, Senator Lindsey Graham was basking in his role as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, one of the most powerful roles in the Senate. All nominees for federal judgeships came through his committee. Trump was pushing hard to appoint a slew of federal judges. There was a steady and seemingly unrelenting flow of names. The Senate had confirmed 187 of Trump's judicial appointments by December 2019. On the evening of January 7th, Graham reflected on the key pillar of the Trump revolution. "I didn't know we had so many fucking judges," Graham said. "I think every town's got a judge. Some are a little wacky. Most of them are really good, but a few outliers. The problem is, when you only need a simple majority, you don't need to go outside your own party." In 2005, under President George W. Bush, Graham, John McCain, and a bipartisan group of 12 other senators had held firm to resist a proposal to eliminate the use of a filibuster in the Senate for judicial appointments. A filibuster effectively allowed one senator to block the appointment of a judge. Senate rules required 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, meaning, in effect, each nominee needed the support of at least 60 senators. But in 2013, under Obama, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, infuriated by Republicans' use of the filibuster, pushed the elimination through. "I don't think I've ever seen John McCain more upset," Graham recalled, "because that's the beginning of the end." The result was making the judiciary more ideological, Graham realized. The rule change had removed the need to strive for compromise. If you've got to reach across the aisle and pick up 10 votes, you're going to have a different judge than if you don't. When the Democrats got back in power with a Senate majority, they would do the same thing, he predicted. Now, with Trump's appointments, there's some wacky ones, but there's some that didn't make it. I said, no, we're not going there. But we have weeded out some really wackos. It's only going to get worse over time, though. The judiciary is going to get far more ideological. It changes the Senate. It's just a matter of time until the Senate becomes the House. More ideological, more partisan, and focused on the short term rather than able to take a long view. The filibuster on legislation would be next to go, Graham worried. If Trump wins re-election and we take back the House and we've got a small majority in the Senate, there'll be so much pressure on all of us to change the rules. If he had anything to do with it, Graham said, he would work not to change the rules any further. In the meantime, he said, the judiciary's going to fundamentally change in our lifetime. The nominees will have to be approved by outspoken ideologues in the party because you don't need any support from the other side. Graham spoke to Chief Justice John Roberts frequently. John Roberts is very much worried about this drift. He's an institutionalist at heart. He's joined several 5-4 decisions because he doesn't want the court, I think, labeled as a political party.